You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. Speaking of the pandemic winding down, a number of big companies have announced concrete plans to start bringing workers back into offices. This is not what you might call a return to normal, because in many cases, it will not be quite the same. Companies like Ford, Target, and Microsoft are planning for a hybrid model with a blend of people on-site and remote. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Going remote overnight when the pandemic began certainly wasn't easy, but embracing a hybrid workplace might be even trickier, says Brian Kropp, chief of HR research at Gartner.
When everyone is working remote, everyone has a much more similar experience. But in a hybrid world, some people are going to be in the office 40 hours a week. Some people are going to be there 4 hours a week. That unevenness and variability is going to be really, really hard to manage.
And yet 95% of the companies Gartner surveyed are planning for hybrid work, partly because employees want it and partly because it saves on overhead. Hybrid companies will need a smaller footprint with fewer individual workspaces, says Callie Williams-Yost, a business strategist who specializes in flexible work.
There will be more spaces for collaboration. I think there will be space for uninterrupted concentrated work, but you will have to reserve them. You will have to schedule them.
And those who do show up shouldn't be given an unfair advantage, says Harvard business professor Sadal Neely.
Leaders have to develop new capabilities and competencies on how to make sure that they're running an equitable hybrid team, ensuring that they're equally helping people develop, get promoted in the organization.
That could require additional training to overcome in-person bias and careful monitoring of pay and promotions. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.